If you love God, it is yourself you truly love. Why do I say that? Because it's not about being religious. It's a practical understanding of what God stands for. Be kind. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge others. Have courage to do these things, to live your own life. Do not harm others. Do not allow others to harm you. Think clearly before you leap. Be generous out of the abundance you have. Because for those who give to others, it is a reciprocal thing. You give, the universe makes it. The universe gives back to them. Live in harmony with your surroundings. Live in harmony with the atmosphere you've generated. Live in harmony with your environment. Don't harm the pets, the dogs, the cats, whatever they may be. Know that they also have their own life to live. If you work hard, the universe will bless you in return. So don't be a lazy drone. Think before you jump. Accept your situation and think about the way to resolve the challenges of your life. Don't run away from it. Everybody faces one form of challenge. That's the way God rolls. So that we won't forget who we are. Try to learn meditation. Sit in silence and stillness if you can. Because when you do that, you not only calm your anxiety or your frustration or whatever it is that is chasing you, but you also have an introspection about your life. And this may bring clarity to it. Enjoy yourself with others. It's always good to have that introspection. Who am I? Why am I here? Why do I like this kind of food? Why do I behave this way? Is there life after death? Whatever it is, it brings you into the awareness of who you are, into that oneness. Enjoy yourself with others. Be fully present when you are in the presence of others. Don't just be with them and your mind is 100 miles away. If you will not be fully present, it is okay to turn down the invitation. But learn, grow to be fully present each moment of your life. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Have confidence in yourself. When Spirit was saying this, we can flesh it out. When they say, thou shalt not kill, they are not talking about physical, you shooting somebody. Thou shalt not kill yourself with your own thoughts of powerlessness. Thou shalt not kill the immortality of your soul by thinking God is so far away from you, your life is meaningless. Thou shalt not steal. Your thunder is your thunder. But if you steal it and give it to somebody else, that is a no-no. And don't take anybody's thunder too. You can use what is theirs. I don't want any of your thunders. I'm still learning to use mine fully. I mean, these are things that Spirit, have confidence in yourself. You might be surprised you are the one chosen to invent something, to be innovative, to be creative. Your intuition will inspire you to greater heights. if you have confidence in yourself, because you are able to listen to it. And when he tells you, don't ignore it for no one. That might make you the most powerful and richest individual in the world. You never know what spirit is going to do through you. Everyone is worth something. Celebrate that which you have. Because most of all, we know that each one of us have talents and gifts that God has given us. We're looking for more. Celebrate what you already have. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. Don't go after what you haven't seen. The one God has already given, celebrate it, enjoy it. Cherish your loved ones, your families, even if you disagree with them. Because the moment they are gone, sometimes you will say, oh, I wish I had paid attention. Now I get it. Cherish your own life. Do not allow anyone to tell you that your life is not worth living. The only one who can tell you it's not worth living is the one telling you your life is worth living. So it doesn't matter what anybody brings to the table, what they say about you. Ignore it. Your life, our life is worth living. This can go on and on. This is what the Spirit of God is inviting you and I to do. This is what we call knowing God. When you follow all these things, that's what they call knowing God. So you don't even have to say you believe in God. I mean, isn't that practical, all these things they've said so far? So how is that being religious? All these things we've heard. It's not about religion. It just makes practical sense when you follow these dictums. And that's why we say loving God is loving yourself. Because this is what God requires, wants from us. It's a need. It's not a want. As a soul, these are your needs. These are the things God wants from you. You can call yourself an atheist. It's nobody's business. Sometimes the atheists are better than those who call themselves religious. Because it's not what you think. It's how you live and what you live for. What are you and I living for? Are we living for somebody else or are we living for ourselves? Are we living for the God in us? Or are we living to be like the Joneses? What are we really living for? And how do we live? Does our life bring others to joy or to tears? Does our life bring others to celebrate the breath of life itself? To celebrate the dawn of the day, the sun, the moon, the stars. How are we living? Do the creatures, other little creatures see us and say, they can say, oh, this one is evil. Or do they clap and fling their hand? Oh, thank God for this soul. How are we living? People will have opinions about you. Yes, it's their birthright to do so. But if your actions, if all of our actions shows friendship, deep appreciation and love of ourselves and others, even if they can't stand you, they will never forget that. Show friendship, appreciation, love, give, because we were creating that love. It's not going anywhere, whether we acknowledge it or not. Love is love. It's in us. We are love. So when you show that love, even if they can't stand you, they won't forget. Kindness is the key to awakening. Kindness is the key that moves you forward. Let us be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself, to others, to all of creation. If you are not kind to yourself, why are you here on earth? You can't give what you don't have. This is my message for the year 2026. May it have a positive impact in all of our lives. Thank you for listening. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Go enjoy yourself. Live in that enrichment of your soul.